I'm Richard McCarthy. Cindy Palermo is a Dryden High School teacher. She joins me now to let you know all about a Dryden High School graduation event.
Since we couldn't do a formal grad ceremony right now, it was very important to us to do something that would celebrate our graduates now. Something that was personalized, fun, and representative of aspects of graduation. So I need to be clear that this is not to replace a formal graduation ceremony for the 2020 grads. This is simply a timely way to celebrate the end of this unique school year for our students. So in addition to our not being able to hold a face-to-face type of ceremony, our students also missed out on their scheduled graduation photos. Some other schools were able to get these booked before we were all let out for the COVID issue. So we've been brainstorming. We've done a survey with students. And we wanted to come up with an event that might tick off a number of boxes to address these issues and do something unique for our graduates. So we are hosting what we will be calling the DHS 2020 Graduation Photo Shoot.
Tell us more about the photo shoot.
So what we're hoping to do, weather pending and everything, is to hold outside at the front of the high school this photo shoot. So we are going to be bringing decor that we would have used at the graduation ceremony for a backdrop. We have ordered the caps and the 2020 tassels for all of our students, which they would have had at their grad ceremony. We will have contactless pickup for them at the photo shoot. We know from talking to many of our students that they had purchased their dresses, their suits, and they want to wear them. And so to personalize this opportunity, they could wear their grad attire of their choice. So if you went and bought a new suit, if you have the beautiful dress that I know my students were telling me about, if you want to wear Eagles wear, a favorite outfit, traditional regalia, anything, they can wear that to personalize their own photo shoot.
Awesome.
Now, we've also purchased signs for students to pick up as well at the photo shoot. And these are to place in their yards to indicate that a graduate lives there. We've seen other schools do this, and it makes for great photo opportunities and recognition.
Great idea. Good stuff. You've got the photo shoot scheduled on a couple of different days. Talk about that.
We were trying to figure out what might work because we know that a lot of our students are working in essential positions right now. And they're very busy balancing that and schoolwork. So we've scheduled it on two different days with different time slots to accommodate them. We also have a rainy day scheduled just in case, and we have reminded kids to check their K-12 email. On Thursday, June 18th, from 11 till 5, we've got one shoot going on. The following Tuesday, the 23rd, we've scheduled it a little bit later from 2 to 8. And again, this is just a six-hour block. And we do have a rain day the next day, the 24th, just in case. So what we have asked the students, if this is possible, so we don't have everybody coming on one day, letters A to L for last name. We were hoping they could come on the first day, and anybody from M to Z on the second day. Now, of course, they're scheduled to work. If one of those days does not work for them, then they can disregard, you know, the A to L and M to Z and come when it suits them. And the best part for all of this is, like we would have done at graduation, all of these photos are going to be uploaded to a website by our photographer, Samantha Hawkins, and they can be downloaded for free. They can get all dressed up, they can wear their cap, they can do a cap toss, or whatever their heart desires to express themselves as a graduate.
That is absolutely fantastic. As we mentioned from the outset, traditional ceremonies for graduation have been held back because of COVID-19. You're still taking precautions. Talk about some of the logistics for this.
We really had our hands tied, of course, as everybody, but because as educators and safety of our students is foremost, we are not able to do any kind of face-to-face grad ceremony. So how we're going to run this is that we are only taking photos of individual students due to, you know, the distancing protections. We will not be doing any couple or group photos. We are basically asking students to arrive by car. So to kind of make a lineup of vehicles to feed into the front of the school, we figured if they entered through the back parking lot, Kirkpatrick Street entrance of the auditorium, and find their way to the Casmer entrance. And basically there will be staff there, so you would be in a lineup in your car. And we will have, you know, three or four parking spots in front of the school that we will feed people into. So once it's your turn, you pull up to the front of the school, you hop out of your car, and we're kind of thinking that maybe around 10 minutes each student for their photo shoot. So you pull up, you take your photos, you hop back in your car, and away you go. Basically, it's first come, first serve. And again, we are hoping that you would patiently wait your turn. If it looks like the lineup's too big, you're welcome to come back, you know, a little bit later. We've got lots of time.
All right, fantastic. Cindy, before we let you go, anything else to add?
we want to communicate that we understand that, you know, students and their families and members of the community all have different ideas about what we could do to celebrate our graduates. So this event is what we've come up with to celebrate them by incorporating a number of the aspects of what we would have experienced if this were a regular time, and we're really excited about it. We are also thrilled to see all the community stakeholders and citizens creating opportunities for students to be celebrated, and we're happy that SafeGrad Committee has been working with the graduates to find a way to celebrate them as well. So it's truly been a bizarre time for students and families and educators, but with all of us putting our heads together, we think we found multiple ways to celebrate our students, and that is what being a great community is all about.
Good stuff. Cindy Palermo, DHS teacher, the Dryden High School graduation event. Cindy, thanks very much for letting us know about this.
Thanks so much, Richard. Have a great day.